Hey everyone, it's Steve from Experience Milwaukee. This episode is part of our Work in MKE series where we showcase the dynamic culture of companies in Greater Milwaukee. This episode features Kohl's, a long-standing committed company in one of our Milwaukee suburbs. Who did I talk to? The one and only Michelle Banks, Kohl's Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. It was a pleasure to be able to sit down with Michelle and get an update on the company, its investment in the community, inside and outside of the organization, and to learn more about Michelle herself. What led her to this role? How does diversity, equity, and inclusion impact Kohl's as a company and as a community and culture of people? What kind of investments is Kohl's making in people, DEI, and community? How are these investments helping other companies in the region? All of this and more when you jump in. If you'd like to join me on a Work in MKE episode, you can get in touch at experiencemilwaukee.com. Experience Milwaukee has its home studio in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe, and our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. And if you haven't heard, check out our new project at textmke.com, Milwaukee's only daily text on what's happening in and around the city. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hi, everyone. My name is Michelle Banks, and I am the Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer at Kohl's.
Michelle.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm going to answer that probably in more depth than you probably thought I would. I am overjoyed. I've been at a Kohl's store twice in the past week.
Awesome.
For various reasons. Two, as I mentioned when we met the first time, I'm a lifelong shopper of Kohl's and grown up, back to school, all that stuff. And I've had the honor of working with Kohl's in a number of different ways over the years. And so pulling into this lot and seeing that building again just brought back good memories. So I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'm excited to dig in here. We have a number of topics we're going to dig into around your role, around the organization, and what's happening here, where things are going from your perspective or where you sit. I think it's going to really give listeners, in my opinion, a much-needed, updated status of Kohl's and in the work that you're doing, which is awesome. So let's start with something, with the basics, right? We have listeners around the world in different states. In case they're not completely familiar with Kohl's, what the heck does Kohl's do?
That's a great question. Well, we're proud to say Kohl's is an omni-channel retailer. We've been around for about 60 years, and the entire time we've been based out of Milwaukee, which is our pride and joy. We serve almost 65 million customers across the country.
Nice.
And one fun fact that I don't think a lot of people know is that 80% of Americans live within 15 miles of a Kohl's store. Pretty cool.
Wow.
So we are hopefully, again, a great convenience for a lot of customers within the entire country. We offer great value. We have a great national and brand portfolio. So we hopefully want to be a lot of things for a lot of people. And again, that's proven over time that hopefully we can continue to be successful in the future.
Yeah. Well, here's something. My 14-year-old daughter even agreed to come with me to Kohl's. So look at that. Look at that. We're catching the youngsters still.
That's our focus.
Awesome. So let's go back in time a little bit and just maybe a high-level view of your professional journey here. I know it's been interesting and incredible and now to be in this role. But let's start with maybe what your history with the organization has been.
Absolutely. Yeah. I started at Kohl's as an assistant store manager, ringing the registers, doing inventory, pulling product off of a truck.
Yeah.
And really conveniently, the good news is that I've always had leaders that knew that I had aspirations to move to the next level. So I've always had mentors and always, again, great leaders that really helped to kind of coddle and cultivate within me the strengths that I had to be able to contribute to the company. And I say that to say I've then went on to run multiple roles and stores in the organization.
Sure.
Most recently, before this position, I was actually a senior vice president territory manager, oversaw about 200 stores.
Just a few.
And within that, I think that I've always really valued the people around me. And luckily, my CEO saw that and said, you know what, why don't you head up diversity, equity, and inclusion for us? So that's what brings me here today.
Was that at all something moment? Wow, I'm being asked to take that on. How did you feel when that requests came in?
It's a great question. I've got 25 years retail experience. So I started my career at Marshall Fields in the candy department. Marshall Fields, downtown Chicago.
Okay.
So when I got this call, I thought she had the wrong number. And it was an aha moment. It was a whoa moment.
Right.
It's still a whoa moment.
Yeah.
Myself and my team and a lot of great business partners we have, we all talk about today, just the fantastic work that we're doing. And this is such an emotional job, but such a rewarding role. So it's been incredible.
All right, we're going to get into the role a little bit, but first, I have a couple. What keeps you here? You've had a great career, and you're ready to rock it out even further. What keeps you here?
The culture. And as cliche as it may sound,
yeah,
there is a foundation of caring about each other in this organization. And it started even with me, with, again, the assistant store manager role that I had. And whether it be, again, sales associate in a store, whether it be all the way up to our leadership teams, there's a culture embedded in us that says we care about ourselves, but we care about the community. So to be able to work for an organization that cares about the people that walk in the door, that's what keeps me here every day.
Right on. Yeah, and you feel it and see it if you are in any way, like you said, so many people are so close to a Kohl's store, but particularly as someone who's been born and raised in this city, in Milwaukee, you definitely see and feel the impact here, having an opportunity to work here a bit, and you see and feel that impact in the community. You
awesome.
See people everywhere, so that's great. Speaking of our community, anything about and I'll jump back to culture. Like, we are in the kitsch.
We are.
And this, not every company has a kitsch. This is pretty sweet. And this is like a full-blown cafe, food, meeting space, collaboration space, you name it. People can get things done or ideas built in this, in where we are sitting in this on campus.
Absolutely. You can also get a really good meal. A variety of meals. Yes, you can get a good meal. But I think you said that collaboration is what we really focused on. So there's a lot of different spaces here. You can see people down here right now having meetings. It's not even lunchtime, but once lunchtime comes, this place is going to be booming. So there's a great energy here. And the other thing that we do is we use this space to continue to communicate to our team members. So it's API month right now.
Yes,
so we've got a great display over there. So we even do a kitsch takeover where we kind of take over recipes and the menu really reflects the cultural moment that we're celebrating. So it's a great, great space.
Embedded. The culture is embedded in every aspect here. I love it. Let me ask you this. Anything about Milwaukee that puts a smile on your face at the moment?
Hopefully we put a smile on Milwaukee's face,
yes,
too.
But
I do. Everything about Milwaukee puts a smile on our faces. When you get off of the plane, I will tell you, whenever you're traveling and whether you're coming in, even the grocery store, it's amazing to me how many people immediately say, don't you work for Kohl's? Don't you work for Kohl's? And so I say that to say, though, when you look around in the communities and you think about all the focuses we have around really focusing on underserved communities, our national and our brand partnerships, our local partnerships, you see that come alive. You see that through our volunteer programs. You see that through our efforts with Employ Milwaukee. Whenever you're in Milwaukee, it feels like home. This is, again, like I said, where we've always been. And it's where we invest our time and our energy and our resources.
Warms my heart. I'm a native.
Awesome.
And I'll never... my wife says we're going to leave sometime. I don't know about that. All right, so let's get into the role. Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. I think for some people that's like, what? And some people get it, but maybe don't understand how that actually manifests in an organization like Kohl's. I totally expect no 2 days are the same for you. But what is sort of your typical things that are high on your list to tackle each and every week?
It's a great question. First of all, no 2 hours are the same. So the good news is there's a lot of variety within the role. From an overall enterprise-wide perspective, we're in charge of everything diversity, equity, and inclusion related. One of the first things my team and I really dove into was equity. I think right now we're in a state in our world where everything looks different and the needs of every individual, they're going to vary. So we really leverage that to say, you know what should our priorities be? Some of the main priorities that we have right now is making sure that our associate base represents our customer base.
Right,
and we
on.
Want that to be reflected from the associates all the way up to our leadership ranks. The second thing we want to do is we want to make sure that, again, we support our communities. We've got a really strong foundation of volunteerism in the world, I would say, and definitely in the nation. And so when you think about that, we want to make sure that we're focusing on providing equitable resources for diverse and underserved communities. So that's another pillar of ours. And then then from an overall people standpoint, going back, we want to make sure that our associates feel a sense of security and safety. Not only that, we want to provide opportunities for them to progress. So the three pillars that we really focus on, again, are our community, our customers, and our people. Mm-hmm. And so, again, that can range on every given day from training to initiatives, but it runs the gamut, so it keeps us pretty busy.
Okay, so love it. You mentioned, you've mentioned community. Employ Milwaukee. How do those pieces you talk through work in that state? Why the relationship there?
It was important for us to be able to determine what it is the community needs. So since 2020, Kohl's has been a partner with Employ Milwaukee. And what we do is pride ourselves on figuring out what resources we can provide for them and other organizations or partnerships that will help to meet their needs that also represent our values. So Employ Milwaukee was important for us because almost 89% of the students actually live within an underserved community.
Okay.
And some of the things they were focused on was providing IT resources. It's amazing to me, and if you think about it, how many individuals today don't have access to or skills to be able to navigate all of the technology
right,
and so
right.
If you think about it, no one should have to make a doctor's appointment or fill out a resume on a screen that's a 2x2, which my phone is a 2x2, some phones are pretty big.
Yeah.
But I think that, again, having access to actual computers and laptops, that's critical for us. So that's why that partnership started, and that's why we're continuing to maintain it now.
If I'm hearing you correctly, it not only benefits the community that Kohl's finds itself in around, you know, the city here and I'm sure around the country, but benefits other companies.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And long-term benefits.
Cool. All right. Let's stay on that thread in terms of this, talent. I talk to a lot of executives about talent. It's always a hot topic. For Kohl's to stay on this path of success, right? Continue to do what it's out to achieve. What kinds of investments are being made in the areas of diversity, equity, and inclusion along the theme of talent attraction, retention, in those areas?
One of the things we have to do is we have to source. So we're not expecting everyone to come to Milwaukee. We, again, have stores, 1,100 stores in 49 states. We go out to the communities. And so what we do to attract talent is we really kind of make sure that we've got good partnerships with great colleges and universities. So a lot of historical Black universities as well as Hispanic community colleges. And then we also make sure that, again, from a volunteering and a community perspective, we're always ensuring that we reflect the community that we're going into. So we do a lot of things from a training and development perspective. We're very intentional about succession planning. So we make sure we communicate all those things when we're looking for great talent to make sure they know we don't have just great recruiting efforts. We've got great retention efforts.
Right. Right. And if you're doing it in an authentic way, it matters.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to stay on that thread a little bit and bring it back to, you know, the mission of this podcast, which is all about this kind of stuff in Milwaukee and why it's important. But you've touched on it in a number of ways, but maybe we can dig a little deeper on how did all these efforts and investments help the city itself here, where Kohl's is based?
Absolutely. I think, again, you can see it reflective when you go out into the community. There's so many people that resonate with Kohl's, whether it be, again, when we're doing volunteer events, even on your personal time. Mm-hmm. And the investments we've made have actually exceeded almost $144 million over the course of the start of our programming. So, you know, we've got 5 hometown partners that we continue to ensure that we're investing in. We're amping up those partnerships today. So I think, like you said, when you look around, it's not only the Kohl's campus, but you see it in our stores. There's 20 stores within the Milwaukee area. So the sense of pride within Kohl's, and again, us being a part of the Milwaukee community,
right.
It's embedded here.
Yeah. And you know, I pulled in today and the parking lot is full, which is awesome. Maybe the main metric typically is, oh, Kohl's is important to this community because of the jobs it creates
mm-hmm.
and has.
Absolutely.
Right? But it's more, as you've talked to, on its being embedded within the community and supporting, uplifting the community. And I think it's important that Milwaukee has a Kohl's here.
Absolutely.
So
it's important for Kohl's to have a Milwaukee.
Yeah, we need each other. Good. I speak like I'm either one of them, but I'm not. Okay, so if I was ever going to get fired from this podcast, my wife would be the one to do that probably. So she has told me. She has some thoughts on this next question I'm going to ask about the word legacy. And I don't mean it in a way of like anything or anyone going away. I mean in impact, right? And how do you look at impact, where you want to see that go from an organizational perspective and even from maybe a professional for you perspective?
It's a good question. I don't want to go away either.
Yeah.
So the word legacy freaks me out.
Away.
Okay.
That's what my wife said. Quit telling these people they're going to be going away. I'm like, sorry. So
two things come to mind, though. When you think about impact,
yes,
the thing that myself and my team continue to understand daily is that our jobs are to make an impact, not for us. It's for others.
For others.
So we stay committed. We hold each other accountable to being very dedicated.
Uh-huh.
We hold each other accountable to being very thoughtful, and also to be good listeners. We have a tagline that we use where we actually listen more than we talk.
Sure.
And so that will help us to make an impact for the broader organization and the communities in whole. When I think about legacy, I would like myself and my team, again's legacy, to be that we were intentional, that we were diligent. I would like to see our DE&I efforts amplified. So we kind of are setting a foundation, and we'd like to see this evolve. The DE&I efforts, I don't think they ever go away.
No.
The whole point of equity is that, again, it includes everyone. So resources change, needs change. So if we're able to, again, accommodate anyone who needs us and provide the resources that they deserve, that's our mission. That's our impact and our legacy.
Sure. Would you say, and you did say, at least practically, day-to-day, you're listening more than you're talking here. Would you say that's the purpose of DE&I efforts overall, to listen and figure out, think about, be empathetic?
Absolutely. When you listen, you're able to take more in than when you're talking, and it also helps you to identify your priorities. We can't do everything at one time, and we can't do everything really well, but the things that we do land on, we want to make sure that, again, they have a broad scope and a broad impact. So if we can continue to do that really well, I think that, like I said, that will leave a long-lasting legacy.
Awesome. So it's not the worst question ever. Wife?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time. I love this conversation. I'm fired up now. I'm going to have, like, the best day ever. So, and it's sunny out, so that's good, too. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to meet you. This is fun.
Thanks.
Thank you.